104.3 MyFM.
Valentine in the morning.
Weekdays from 5 till 10.
104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. We're starting up the show. Today is Thursday, March 9th. Welcome to the show. Let's get things going around here. Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I don't know if this is weird to bring up, but I had the best time hanging out with you in the bathroom the other day. It was me, Valentine.
Seriously.
Big Boy.
Yeah.
Woody. And I'm like a radio nerd. So it's like I'm there with all these legends of radio. And we're just having like the best hang in the bathroom.
It was a good hang. It really was.
How long was this hang?
I don't know. 5-10 minutes tops.
In the bathroom?
Yeah. In the bathroom. Yeah.
Was anybody like actually going?
All of us were going
at the same time.
What are you screaming about? Yeah. It's like guys do that.
Yes. That's not uncommon.
Bathroom to bathroom while you're urinating or something?
No.
I feel like it's a little weird while you're urinating.
You're a different age. You know, you're a young guy. Maybe it's different for you, but...
Listen, I'm the guy that'll kiss my roommates with no problem. And I think it's weird that...
Okay, well, that's different. That's a different conversation altogether. But so I'm on one urinal. I think Woody was on the other urinal. Big Boy walked in, used one of the stalls. Brian was at the sink. We're all chatting about... this dumb stuff, just shooting the you-know-what as guys.
I didn't want to leave.
No, it was a good hang, honestly. If there were, like, I don't know, chips and a drink or something, you know?
Unsanitary, but fun.
Yeah. Just hanging out, doing our thing. I had a good hang, too.
People hang in the bathroom. Like,
you want to invite the guys back?
In the bathroom. I would love to. I just don't feel it'll be the same. It's too much pressure now.
Yeah, you're right. To recreate some magic that happened, you know?
It was magical.
Yeah. But you think back to like high school, how many times you hang out in the bathroom in the high school just talking smack with your buddies or something, right? Smoking in the boys' room. All that happened?
In the women's restroom, it's kind of like this known thing where if somebody has had a little too much to drink, if you're at a restaurant or a brunch or something, like you instantly become best friends with a total stranger in the women's restroom. So it's nice to hear that in the men's, friends are getting together and having good hangs.
Yeah. Sounds like the women's restroom. You guys are a bunch of alcoholics. What's going on in there?
No, you just like, you become a little more, I've never been drunk, so I can't tell you, but.
So they're just friends with you then? They become more friendly with you?
No, women worldwide.
That's like where they're the nicest to each other, is in a girl's bathroom.
That's kind of true.
Then you get very catty as soon as you walk out or something?
You can.
You know who I always have a great time with? You know the dudes at
Hold on. Is it in the men's room?
It is.
Okay, good.
It's the dude in the men's room at big shows or events when they have a big bathroom. And it's the guy who just like hands you the paper towels.
Nice guy.
Sometimes he'll just like give you a little squirt of soap.
I never have money for him.
Me neither. But it's always the nicest guy.
Nicest guy.
End up talking to him. They're always so chill. And they're just like, yeah, have a good
day. You gotta be nice to that guy. He's been sitting in a bathroom for 2 hours with people using it. He's just handing out towels and sanitizing and hoping somebody gives him a couple bucks.
And they usually have great attitudes. Like, I love those guys.
I feel bad for
those
guys.
Do the women have those ever?
We do.
Yeah, do you have guys in there that hand you towels?
Definitely have women in there handing us the stuff.
All right, what's your favorite bathroom memory? It's Valentine in the morning. If you want to reach out, be part of the show, feel free. 31043. 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning. Today is Thursday, the 9th day of March. St. Patrick's Day is coming up before you know it, folks.
Yeah.
I love St. Patty's Day.
A week from tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow? Yeah.
Do you know this is also Irish American Heritage Month?
I did not know that.
I don't think it's going to get much play.
Is that real?
Yeah. It's actually, I don't even think it's Irish American. It's Irish Heritage Month worldwide.
Hmm. That's you, because you're like, what, 99.99999%?
Yeah. I'm
Irish?
Pretty much a leprechaun, right? Yeah. Brian, what do we have planned for Irish Heritage Month?
Well, on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to play some Irish music beds, and you're going to do a little accent and tell some jokes.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah.
Nothing major for that. John Peake didn't want to do anything for that?
No. Okay. You know.
It's blown right past that one.
Yeah, it's really time for the white man to get his own month, right?
Oh.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh. Wow, you want to go there? You want to play the big boys now?
No.
Let me welcome my cousin, who is 40% Irish, into the studio, Marlon Wayans. Come on in here, buddy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not all just white men in Ireland. My FM. We didn't tell Laura that Marlon Wayans is actually my cousin. And then we told Emily, who's answering the phone, so they didn't believe us.
No.
Marlon Wayans, my cousin from three generations ago. He's Irish. He was just as shocked as me, to be honest.
You found out through 23andMe when you told us. Like
we matched.
I will be honest. I was like, that can't be.
Everyone thought it's not the same Marlon Wayans. Right. I reached out to the guy and everything back and forth. So the Wayans family and my family all related. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The world's a very small place sometimes. I mean, can you believe that? We both live, work in the entertainment capital of the world. He's been on my show before. I've interviewed the guy. I've interviewed his brothers. I've interviewed all of them and not knowing they're related to me.
Crazy.
That is crazy.
When you really think about how small that world is, I'm sitting there with Damon Wayans talking to him, back in the Living Color days and stuff, and not even knowing that he was related to me. Like three generations, he's like a third cousin. How wild is that when you really think about it? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. All right. It's Valentine in the morning. If you are related to me, lucky you. You ever do 23andMe?
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was off for me. I don't know. It doesn't match what my dad told me about our ancestors. So someone's lying.
What are you going to believe your dad?
We've got a story about that. Yeah. We know a story where it didn't match up for somebody, right?
Yes.
Any chance you were adopted? I don't think so, because you look just like your dad.
Just like his dad.
Just like your dad.
But he always said we had a lot of Russian and
right.
In my 23, there's no Eastern.
There's no Russian at all.
No Russian.
Oh, that's so strange.
Huh.
Very interesting. John, you did it, right?
Yeah. I mean, a common thing. My mom told us our whole life that we were part Jewish.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Nope.
Why'd she say that then?
Because she thought so. We'd just been told our whole life there was a bunch of Ashkenazi Jewish in us.
Right.
And then we finally get the thing back and turns out Deborah's a liar.
Yeah. Oh, she's.
Well, that's one way of saying it. Turns out Deborah, my mom, is a liar.
It's so weird that you grow up your whole life just hearing the passed down genealogy or whatever. And
right.
Then you finally see it and it's something completely different.
Did you feel like it was a bit of an identity crisis for you when you found out?
No, because I always knew that was a small part. I know I'm mostly Italian came back mostly Italian.
Mostly Italian.
Yeah.
You're pure Italian.
Right. It's 60 or 70%.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. It's Valentine in the morning. Reach out right now. 866-544-MYFM. Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. The Girl Scout troop announcement, that's going to be at 7:25 today. 7:25, we'll tell you which troop is going to win a $5,000 Girl Scout cookie buy. Then we all hop in a car, go down to the Bob Hope USO, and a big assembly line, we move the boxes in. Just like a chain gang. Move them all in, one box at a time, into the Bob Hope USO. So it's always cool if you have a Girl Scout in your family. I hope their troop wins. I hope they do well. Hope they're selling a lot of cookies, too. It's that season. They're outside the grocery store all the time.
I always feel bad, too, when I leave because I tell them I'm gluten-free. And a lot of times they don't have those options available. They do have gluten-free Girl Scout cookies.
But it's in the back or in storage.
Yeah, they don't usually typically have them there.
That's such a good line.
But that's what I feel like. I feel like they think I'm lying.
No, I don't think they do because a lot of people are gluten-free. But that's a great one for me because I always say, I already got some. Or I bought $5,000 worth. They're like, oh, okay, weirdo. But gluten-free, that's not bad.
You can't steal it. You'd be lying.
Your luck. You're going to say that, and they're going to happen to have the gluten-free boxes with them.
But what are the odds, right? If she's saying the odds are kind of hard. And the thing is, I purchased a bunch already, but it's a different troop all the time. They rotate them in. So you can't go, oh, I got 273 last week. Whatever, buddy. We're 275. Bah. They get you with those looks, these little girls with the sad eyes, And they got their puppy dog with him who's got three legs.
Oh, no.
And they sit there and they look at you with these sad eyes. It's very, very hard.
Where do you shop?
Yeah, it's a bad place.
Valentine in the morning. 104.3
My FM.
104.3 My FM. It is Valentine in the morning. Have we talked about our friend who's leaving My FM? Going to go work for United Airlines?
I mentioned it.
Can we say that? It's public, right?
I don't know.
One of our friends here does weekend work is going to go be a flight attendant for United Airlines.
Yeah.
What a career change, right? I wonder how that's going to go. I'm excited for her.
I feel like that'd be a lot of fun. I know it's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. Leilani was a flight attendant for American Airlines based out of Miami before we got married, and she was not a fan. Oh. She didn't get paid much. She had to live with seven other roommates, and she had the puddle jumpers from Miami to the Bahamas or something, and it was just her on those flights. So I feel like if you just get in, you got to pay some really big dues before you get in those international jaunts to Paris or something like that.
Okay.
So, I'm excited for her, but it's a lot of work. She's off to her training and everything at flight attendant school. And then off you go.
I see a lot of TikToks of flight attendants finding out what their home base is going to be. And sometimes when they're like, when they're in school and, and learning and everything, they make it really fun. Like they'll give them certain candies or certain little things. And that's
it's like a gender reveal for your home base.
Kind of, but they all open it up together and everybody's like, yes, I got DC. Like it looks fun.
And then they have to get an apartment in that area or something?
I guess.
That must be how it works.
Yeah.
All right, Jill's got what's happening, what's going on around Southern California this weekend.
First of all, do not forget daylight savings time begins this weekend. And you spring ahead Saturday night when you go to bed. So you put your clocks forward 1 hour. Don't forget to do that Saturday night. Also, the Oscars this weekend happening on Sunday at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, which means if you're in that area, there's going to be a lot of street closures, a lot of traffic. So just be aware on Sunday. It's also Oscar week at the Academy Museum. They host all kinds of screenings and panel discussions featuring nominated films, and they have a different category each day. So today is documentaries, tomorrow is live action shorts and international films, and then on Sunday, they do have an Oscars viewing party at 3 p.m. The Knott's Boysenberry Festival kicks off tomorrow at Knott's Berry Farm. It's happening every day. Through Sunday, April 16th, they do this every year, but they just kind of celebrate Knott's historic beginnings, which was, you know, the little berry that started it all, the boysenberry. So you get one-of-a-kind food and drink items. There's different stage shows and games and a lot to do at Knott's Berry Farm.
Have you ever had a boysenberry milkshake?
I never have.
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Now, I didn't have it at Knott's, to be fair. This is somewhere else. It was somewhere, I don't know, like Montana or someplace we were traveling through one time in some little town. They had boysenberry milkshakes. Holy cow.
Really good.
Boys! It's so good. It was so, so good.
Also at the Hawaiian Gardens Library, they're celebrating Women's History Month with Think Like a Zoologist. It's happening tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And it's just a special program where you can learn about women scientists and you practice thinking like a zoologist or a paleontologist. There's all different kinds of puzzles and you can create an animal and a dinosaur. So it's for children ages 5 to 12. At Hawaiian Gardens Library tomorrow. Also, PCH Movies and Moonlight in Long Beach. It's at 2nd and PCH, and they do an outdoor showing of Monsters, Inc. tomorrow. Then, downtown Hermosa Beach, Saturday, it's the Hermosa Beach St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's the 27th annual Hermosa Beach St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's from 11 to 1, and they have music performances and all kinds of things going on there. And then the last thing on my list, it's happening in Santa Clarita. It's the Free to Be Me Festival at the Canyon Country Community Center. It's happening on Saturday from noon to 3, and they're celebrating the special needs community and their families. And there's all kinds of these inclusive activities like live sensory-friendly entertainment, arts and crafts, a chill zone. So if you have someone in your life that has special needs, this will be a completely free activity for them to join and just kind of have a special day of activities for them. And that's what's going on around Southern California.
Wow, that was a good list today.
Thank you.
What was the first one again?
Daylight savings time?
Sorry. It was just a lot. Do we have that on the website where people can see?
Yes. Right. Yes. 1043myfm.com/Valentine.
626, 1043myfm. It's Valentine in the morning. We have another dumb game coming up in a couple seconds here. We're just talking off the air about the bro code being broken. If you saw it on Instagram. So apparently there's an allegation that we went to Mexican yesterday, and my family, anytime I go to Mexican with my friends here at work, I get home and they're like, "Oh, you went to Mexican, so I guess we can't have Mexican tonight." Usually that's my wife saying that, not so much my son, right? And so they hit me up because, I don't know, they figured it was Wednesday yesterday, so we went to Mexican. And there might have been some truth to the fact that we all went to Mexican, but we talked about work. So, Colin, after I've denied this a few minutes now, decides to call Brian Burton. My friend Brian Burton is an absolute stud. He is a stud among men.
I got your back, bro.
He's got my back. He's a solid guy. You know, let me pull this up if I can here. Because I was just, that's not it. Here we go.
Hello. Hey, Brian.
Dude, what's happening?
What's up? Did you go to Mexican today?
There it is.
I like Leilani saying, "I've never heard like a bigger lie." Like, immediately.
Yeah. Colin's face is just, he's dying. So then he was trying to reach out to Kimucci, trying to reach out to Jill. He finally got Jill. She called back and she folded in the first 15 seconds.
All I said was, "I can't lie to you." if my godson is going to call me and ask a question, I'm going to give him an answer. But I didn't flat out say right away that you were there.
By the way, your godson's going to call you and quiz you on a few more things that maybe his dad is curious about life.
How about we just
can't lie to the godson.
Set a family rule that you can't have Mexican on Wednesday nights.
Yeah, just like Wednesday, your families know.
Yeah, it's for your second family. Mexican on Wednesday is for your second family. It's the only day we require it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah, all right. You talk to them about that. That's your job.
I'll draw a petition.
Thanks. Did he call you?
He did. I didn't answer. I called him back like 45 minutes later. He's like, I already know everything I need to know now. And I was like, oh, okay.
The best was that he just hung up on Jill.
Yeah, he did.
He literally hung up on you.
I know he did.
And we didn't realize that it happened. I felt so bad.
And then he texted me, I got the info I needed.
That's exactly what it was. Okay. He's like, I was like an attorney yesterday or something. At one point, Jill's going, well, Brian was there and they were all laughing about something. And then Colin just firmly goes, continue. Like he's in court.
Yeah.
And then she goes, all right, your dad was there. Thank you. And hangs up.
Beep, beep, beep. I'm like, oh.
So he got the info he needed. He moved on in life.
Bye.
There has to be something you would lie about. Like, you know, there's a gauge of what, this is a harmless one. You know, you cover your friend's back.
Harmless one.
It starts at a harmless lie.
Yeah, but there's nothing you'd lie for me about.
Sometimes you have to lie.
After all these years of friendship, you wouldn't cover anything up for me?
If it was something very important, I would cover up for you.
This was very important.
This is Mexican food.
In my family, that's very important. All right, today's dumb game. Coming up next, what are we calling the game, Bri?
Two truths and a lie.
Okay, how does it work?
Two people will be telling the truth. One person will be lying. You have to determine who is lying.
All right, you got one chance at this, so start calling 866-544-MYFM if you want to play today's dumb game.
Yeah. Call Valentine in the morning.
866-544-MYFM.
Jill's got the entertainment headlines coming up.
Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the Oscars on Sunday. Is he going to talk about the slap? I'll tell you what he said about it coming up at 6:50.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's dumb game. Here we go. Today's dumb game is called Two Truths and a Lie. Two of us will be telling the truth. One of us will be telling a lie. It's your job to figure out who. What a fun voice. Let's meet our first contestant. His name is Orlando. Good morning, Orlando.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right, so here's how it works. Two truths and a lie. The object of this is for you to figure out who is a liar amongst the three of us, okay?
Okay.
We're all going to tell you something, and at the end, you have to pick the liar. And if you get it right, then it'll also be realized the other two are telling the truth. Here we go. Jill, tell us something.
I had a speaking role in an episode of Power Rangers in a scene with the Red and Blue Ranger.
Okay.
Pretty specific.
Very specific, yeah. John, go right ahead.
I once broke a bone while trying to get up off a toilet.
That's a frat house, right?
Okay.
You know, one time I pooped my pants, white gerbo jeans, outside of a Dunkin' Donuts. Who do you think's lying here? Out of these three, gotta pick the liar. Jill, yours again?
Okay.
I had a speaking role in an episode of the Power Rangers. In a scene with the Red and Blue Ranger.
John's.
I once broke a bone trying to get up off a toilet.
Mine. Pooping my pants, white gerbo jeans, outside of Dunkin' Donuts. Who's the liar?
Jill doesn't usually lie.
Oh, but in this game, she's required to.
I'm allowed to lie in this
game.
She's allowed to lie.
So don't let that steer you the wrong way.
I'm going to go with Jill because she doesn't normally lie.
All right. Jill.
I was telling the truth.
Oh, wow.
I had a speaking role. I said, yeah, sure.
Good stuff.
That was really nice.
Thank you.
I pooped my pants outside of Dunkin' Donuts. That was the truth.
I have never broken a bone.
Look at that.
All right, Orlando, thanks for playing, buddy. Appreciate it, okay?
All right,
you take care. You too. Bye-bye. Good morning, Haley. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're pretty good. So you know how to play the game, right? Got to pick the liar. Two truths and a lie here.
Yes, got it.
Okay. Jill, take it away.
I played a young runaway in an episode of Baywatch and had an emotional moment with David Hasselhoff.
John?
I was born dead.
Oh. What? Okay. At St. Bernard's High School, I was asked to not wear tight dress pants. Three people. Quick recap again.
I played a young runaway in an episode of Baywatch and had an emotional moment with David Hasselhoff.
I was born dead.
I was asked not to wear tight pants.
Oh, I think you're lying about the tight pants.
You think I'm lying about the tight pants?
Yes.
You're right. I was merely asked to wear pants.
Yes.
You got it. You were born dead?
I was born dead. I was dead for like 26 seconds. The umbilical cord was wrapped around my head.
John!
And they had to give me baby CPR.
Oh my gosh,
you poor thing.
Guys, I made it.
It just gives such a clear explanation to a lot of things in life. Oxygen deprivation and stuff. That's scary though, John.
That's scary for my mom, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So listen, you are going to go see Ricky Gervais Hollywood Bowl May 6th. They're on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, plus a bonus chance for everybody else, 1043myhyphen.com. But congratulations. I love how you the born dead thing is fine. You're like, the tight pants.
No chance.
No chance on that one.
That was believable. You should see what he wears to work.
Oh my goodness.
Something else I could say, but I won't. All right, anyway, Haley, congrats. Hang on, we'll get you all set, okay?
Thank you.
That was a fun, dumb game. That one should be one we use on a regular basis.
I like that one.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. My fam, it is Valentine in the Morning, 6:43. Laura is a brand new employee of Valentine in the Morning. She comes to microphone number 2. One last round of today's dumb game. Take it away, Jill.
I played a classmate of Shia LaBeouf's in an episode of Even Stevens.
By the way, anybody knows hers are all acting?
Yeah.
It's like a humble brag.
No.
You know what I mean? I poop my pants and she's like, I played a classmate. John.
I'm allergic to fruit.
Okay. I was caught streaking because I could not get back in the house and had to knock at the door. Who's lying? Laura's new employee doesn't know our stories?
I think Jill is lying.
That one is a lie. I was never in an episode of Even Stevens.
Oh.
Good job, Laura.
How'd you know it was Jill?
Because I've never seen John eat fruit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you've never seen me streak, though, either. What confusion.
Well, I think that's probably for the best.
And that was the truth. I was caught streaking because I couldn't get back in the house because the door had locked behind me.
That's incredible.
I know. In the winter.
Oh, no.
Hello?
You were streaking at your own house?
Yeah.
Oh, how come?
Well, that's the end of the game. That's the end of the game. Things ever move from all this late night talking. My fam, it's Valentine in the Morning. If you want to reach out to our show, it's 31043, 647, Thursday, March 9th. How you doing? How you feeling? Is life good for you today? We have the time change coming up this weekend. Think about that. We've got rain coming late tonight into tomorrow. Mm-hmm. A lot of people with leaky roofs out there. I'm one of them.
Hi, I'm Leaky Roof Guy.
Supposed to be getting tarped today.
Oh,
my friend
well,
Lindsay
that's
is
good.
Supposed to be tarping it. Lindsay, if you don't get it tarped, I'm going to be very upset.
Wow. Calling out Lindsay.
That's right. Calling out Lindsay. So yeah, we're supposed to get a tarp today. Please, God, is this rain coming? And then there's more rain coming next week, I guess, too?
Yeah, starting Monday. I think it's going to be nice Sunday.
Right.
But then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, ooh, it's going to be raining.
Oh, man. And Colin's got a soccer tournament in Vegas this weekend. Not sure if I can go or not.
What?
I know. What?
Wow.
What?
How fun.
It's happened many times.
In Vegas?
Yeah, and your godson's life has been there many times.
A soccer tournament in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I almost went to one of them one time.
Yeah, he was supposed to show up.
Yeah.
He was so bummed you didn't go, too.
I know. I didn't bring my car that time.
No, Uber had just shut down for
they were out that day. I'm so glad you remember that.
Yeah, such a shutdown. Uber just couldn't make it 10 minutes down the road to the park.
Oh,
of course. Well, next time's this weekend, I guess.
Oh, next time I'm there, too.
So, yeah, I get some busy stuff in front of me. If you want to reach out to our text line here, 31043, join our little family, our little familia here at the breakfast table, 31043. Then at 725, Brian, we're announcing the winning Girl Scout troop today, right?
That is correct, sir.
$5,000. We're buying $5,000 worth of cookies from one winning Girl Scout troop.
And we donate those to the Bob Hope USO down in LAX. So everybody that's coming in and out of the airport gets to experience a little taste of home with some Thin Mints and Samoas and all the Girl Scout cookies. So we will announce the winner at 7:25.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
We now know the details of the Nick Cannon, Kevin Hart, Who's Having My Baby game show. At first, we didn't know what they were filming. Now we know. I'll tell you all about it right after traffic.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the Oscars on Sunday, and of course, at the last Academy Awards, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. So Jimmy Kimmel was asked, is he going to talk about the slap? And his quote was, it would be ridiculous not to mention it. He said he's not going to make his whole monologue about it. Mm-hmm. But then he also said, if somebody comes up on stage and slaps me, well, I'm going to size them up. And if I'm bigger than they are, I'm going to beat them up on television. Mm-hmm. But if it's The Rock, I run. And now we know some details of what exactly was going on. We saw this little teaser of what they were saying was a new game show hosted by Kevin Hart called Who's Having My Baby? And it was starring Nick Cannon. And so many people thought this was going to be an actual game show coming to E! Even E! Themselves were tweeting it out and posting about it. Well, now we know the clip was a teaser for a new show called Celebrity Prank Wars, and it's hosted by Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart, and they help celebrities pull pranks on each other.
Oh, that's
funny. And it's
going
to premiere on April 6th on E! Lil Jon, Chance the Rapper, T-Pain, Anthony Anderson, Brian Nikki Bella, Tiffany Haddish, Taraji P. Henson, all a part of it. Mm. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
You know, it's funny though, it's somewhat believable because years ago, I remember Mike Darnell had pitched a show. He's one of the big reality guys here in Los Angeles. He had pitched a show, I think it was called Who's My Daddy? And it was about people that were looking for their biological parents. And the story was like the young lady would stand in front of a lineup of like five guys to try and pick out her father. I swear that was a show that was pitched at one point. So I'm not shocked that this like Kevin Hart thing would actually be pitched as a show, but it's funny. It's just going to be a prank show.
Right. Yes.
All right. Battle of the Sexes coming up. You want to play 866-544-MYFM, 866-544-6936. It's Disneyland. It's been Disneyland all week long. Family four pack on 104.3 MYFM. I got my head out this song. 7:08, it is Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. I haven't heard this term in a number of years. John brought it up at lunch yesterday, and it's a phrase that's been around for a long time. It's called DINK. DINK, D-I-N-K, a couple that's dual income, no kids. So what fun, frivolous things have you spent your money on as a DINK? Text in a 31043.
I feel like I've seen so much of this just online lately about people just preaching how awesome it is to be a dink, because sometimes your parents will pressure you to have kids so soon. Mm-hmm. But some people are just like, no, we got married. We're just enjoying each other's company. And I want to hear from those people. I love that.
So you both got the cash coming in, dual income, no kids, living your best life. What are you spending your money on if you're a dink? Text in right now at 31043.
We put this on Facebook and Becky gave us a list. I'm just going to read off her list.
All right, big old dink. Here we go.
Traveling, his and hers motorcycles, late nights, weekend getaways, laying in bed all day, fancy meals, we do what we want when we want, self-pampering, weekly golf, and impromptu plans with friends.
Oh. Like, this sounds amazing.
Right? What a
like,
life.
What a dream.
His and hers motorcycles?
Yeah. Sign me up.
It is the battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name is Will. He lives in Lakewood. He works as a physical therapist, enjoys spending time with the old fam bam. What up, Will?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, Will. Thanks for being here.
Representing the ladies, her name is Julie. She's from Chatsworth. She works as an administrator and enjoys cooking. Let's hear it for Julie.
What's up, Julie?
Hello, hello, morning.
Here's how it works, Julie. I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Will, Jill will be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins. If we're still tied, the end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let's start with the ladies. In what movie did Tom Hanks play Chuck Noland, a FedEx executive stranded on a deserted island?
On a deserted island.
Oh, shucks. What was the name of that movie? I don't know. Not Forrest Gump, no.
It's called Castaway. How sad was that, that his wife had moved on?
It was very sad.
Oh, when he got back.
So sad.
I know.
But yet the ending. Do we know? Has anybody ever spoken of the ending? What road does he go down? Does he go to that farmhouse where that lady lives and find love in the future? I hope so. But we'll never know.
Will, Tom Hanks plays Geppetto in what Disney remake?
Pinocchio.
Pinocchio is correct.
All right, current score is 1-0, guys. What baseball team has the most World Series wins in history?
In history.
I want to say Red Sox?
No, it's the New York Yankees.
Oh, that was my first guess, too. Okay.
That's right.
That's right.
I love hearing myself.
Yeah, there's an extreme like echo for
right.
Some
isn't like it wild,
in the
right?
Yeah.
And the home of the brave.
Okay, Will, Bethany Frankel was a Bravo star on which Real Housewives city?
County?
No, she's New York City.
Oh, close.
Current score, guys still up 1-0. You got to get this right or the men win. Here we go.
Okay.
Who was the host of Jeopardy from 1984 until his passing in 2020?
Trebek.
I'm going to take that. Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, yeah.
Who hosts Wheel of Fortune?
He's with Vanna White. I don't know.
Oh, Pat Sajak.
Wow, I didn't see this coming, but we're going to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler out your name if you know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
Who from Valentine in the Morning would you not want to be trapped on an elevator with?
Julie. Valentine.
Ouch.
Why is that, Jay?
I don't know. I was like maybe paranoid and stuff. I'd love to be trapped with Jill. She's calm.
Wait,
thank you.
I'd be paranoid?
Thank you so much, Julie.
I was like, I was a cop. I can't get you out of the elevator.
We'll be meditating in there. We'll be just so calm, you and I. Ladies win!
I know, right? I love you, Val.
Congratulations, Julie. You won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social. Use hashtag Valentine in the Morning and share it with pride.
Thank you all so much. My boys are so excited.
Good. You're all headed to the Disneyland Resort. You want a family four-pack of one-day, one-park tickets to celebrate 100 years of Disney. We also have a bonus chance for everyone else to win at 1043myfm.com. Congratulations.
Thank you. You just made my year.
Nice job, Julie. Hey, Will, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are on a great show. Have a great day. And I'd like to say hello to my beautiful wife and daughter, Samantha and Bella.
You got it. Thanks, buddy.
Three things you need to know right now.
In about 7 minutes on 104.3 MyFM, we're going to buy $5,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies from a troop. One troop gets a $5,000 Girl Scout cookie buy. That happens in about 7 minutes on 104.3 MyFM. Yesterday, LAUSD officials announced they're preparing for thousands of workers to go on strike. This would include cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, special education assistants, and many other workers. You can't get by without these people. Contracts for these workers will be expiring soon, which could lead to a possible walkout. The union representing these workers is seeking more support staff, more supplies, and better wages. There's an ongoing dispute. This is just, it's shocking to me. I don't know what to think about it. When you get this much money, stuff happens, right? It involves that record-breaking Powerball ticket sold in Altadena this past November. It's a little bit complicated, but another person claims to be the real winner of that $2 billion jackpot. He says that ticket was stolen from him. His lawyers are now claiming to have identified the thief who allegedly stole that ticket. Meanwhile, the man who was awarded that jackpot just bought a mansion in the Hollywood Hills worth $25 million. He'll now be living in the same neighborhood as Jimmy Kimmel and Ariana Grande.
Oh.
Crazy.
Now, personally, I wouldn't have done that because now everybody knows who you are and where you are.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing. I'm sure they have tons of security and stuff like that, but nonetheless, what if he has to give it back? What if it's not his? But how do you steal a ticket? You know,
right.
It's very confusing.
It's
why would you steal a ticket unless you knew it was a winning ticket? Why'd you tell people you had the winning ticket? A lot of questions. John Camucci's got the sports.
So the city of Los Angeles was just ranked the best city in America for soccer fans. Major League Soccer just drew over 10 million spectators last year in 2022, which is a record for the sport. Right now, Charlotte holds the largest standalone audience record for a single game. But this year, the LAFC versus Galaxy game at the Rose Bowl is expected to easily break that. So with two teams here in LA, that made LA ranked as the best city for soccer fans in the United States.
I totally get that. We are big LAFC fans. We love the Galaxy as well. Soccer is such a part of the culture and the fabric of our culture here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I love it. It's great for kids. Coming up, we will announce what Girl Scout troop is going to receive a $5,000 cookie buy. You're a Girl Scout. It's next. My Fab, it's Valentine in the Morning. All right, Brian, this is all yours, buddy. Get pick up. Get her ready here.
Hi, Hi, Ginny. It's Brian. I'm going to pat you through to Valentine. This is a really big moment, so let's get really excited, okay? And no swearing.
Okay.
Oh, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Hi, Ginny.
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's Valentine in the morning.
Good morning. Hi, Valentine.
Who you got? Who's there with you, Ginny? Who's there with you?
I've got all my group. I've got Adelon, Simone, Kalua, Katia, Kelsey, Aaron, and Iris.
All right, you're cutting in now a little bit, but you've got the entire troop there with you, basically?
Basically, we're all here.
All right, let me see if the ladies can cheer a little bit. Let me hear you, ladies. Woo! Oh, that sounds like them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is troop 756, correct?
Yes.
You won.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Thank you! Thank you!
You have got a $5,000 Valentine in the Morning cookie buy. You got it!
Yeah!
$5,000 worth of cookies, and it's all going to the Bob Hope USO. Nice job, ladies.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we're throwing in a day off from school.
I don't know if Valentine has the power to do that.
He did. He just
yes. You've got a free day. Use it whenever you want and tell him I sent you. You guys got it. $5,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies from Troop 756 is going to be purchased. We're going to donate them to the Bob Hope USO in your name. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Katya, for entering us. And shout out to Ariel and Maggie, who can't be here, but they are still part of our troop. We love you. And thank you for everyone who voted.
Nice.
Yeah,
who said that? Who was talking just there?
That was Katya. She's the one who, like, entered us in the competition. She's amazing.
Katya, nice job. You're very well spoken.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you guys. We'll see you down the Bob Hope USO, okay?
Okay.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Okay, hang on one sec. Hang on one sec.
Thank you, guys. That was great. Someone from our promotions team is going to reach out to you very soon. You guys were amazing.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Valentine in the Morning.
It's a bit much.
Oh, my goodness.
Overactor.
Oh,
over
my
actor.
Goodness.
Hang on, ladies. Wake me
up. 104.3 My FM.
Jill has got the entertainment headlines coming up.
Lego is celebrating Jurassic Park turning 30 this year. And with these new sets, you're not just going to be building dinosaurs. It's actually, you won't believe what you'll actually build. I'll tell you what it is coming up at 7:50.
Dink, dual income, no kids. John is so curious. He's seen a lot of people posting on the internet recently about how they love their life as a hashtag Dink.
Yeah, it seems great. No kids. You don't succumb to the pressure of your parents to try and just have some kids. You're just enjoying the person that you're spending your life with, your loved one.
Yeah.
And just doing what you want to do.
Is your sister having kids?
She is at some point.
She's at some point.
She's
okay.
Just waiting until she finishes out school.
Do you feel like the pressure is kind of off of you then because mom, Deborah, would be targeting your sister for the first kid?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So you've got no pressure to get married, have kids. None of that for mom right now.
No, my sister's hearing all those conversations way before me, and she's younger.
Right.
So it just stinks that it worked that way, but that's the way it is.
But you're golden in that respect. Okay. Yeah. Text coming in 31043.
Bonnie said we bought a flat in Portugal for an investment so we can retire early.
A flat in Portugal.
A flat.
Oh my God.
Brenda said getting to come home and relax with my partner, play board games and video games all night long, eat in peace. And then Tara said last Saturday, we drove to Sidecar in Costa Mesa from the Inland Empire just to get a box of donuts.
The life you lead. This is, you know, it's an interesting topic, but it's going to be so depressing for Brian and I at some point.
It already is.
Oh, it already is. Sorry. But the joy of having a child.
Amen.
You don't have that. Dual income, no kids. 866-544-MYFM. Kiss me. 104.3 MYFM. It is Valentine in the Morning. Hey, Alfred.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, you dink?
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Living the dink life. Dual income, no kids. John's so curious. What are you doing?
So we take a cruise every other month, and then once in a while on Saturdays, we fly to Vegas just for dinner.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Like, we said dual income, not rich people income.
You know how much money you spend on kids?
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
I bet you this is just like casual.
Right. Kids are expensive, man.
A cruise every other month, Alfred?
Yeah. I mean, once you start going cruising, they give you these deals where they pay you to cruise.
Okay, but what do you mean by cruise? Are you talking like Mediterranean cruise or cruise down the Cozumel? What are you doing?
Yeah, like Riviera. Like in July, we're going to Alaska. Like 5-day cruise, 3-day cruise, 7-day cruise.
Living the life.
And it's just you and your wife just loving each other and that's it?
Yep. Yep.
I'm never having kids.
Yeah, honestly, you know, this is a commercial for, you know, great. Isn't it really? Yeah. Alfred, what a life you're living, buddy.
I see my wife look at something like at the jewelry store and I'm like, go ahead and get it.
Okay.
You need to go away.
You need to go away because this is going to hurt me and Brian badly.
How do you get all that time off with work?
We schedule them like based on like holiday weekends, like 3-day weekends.
Okay.
And like,
okay.
She gets 4 weeks of vacation every year on her job. And then since I own my business, I can go on vacation whenever I want.
Oh, you're a business owner too. Nice job. Alfred, what's your business? Yeah. What do you do?
So we have a juice bar here in Pico.
Guy's got a juice bar and he's going on cruises all the time. Look at that.
Man.
You don't got to save for college. You don't got to save for a car.
No daycare expenses.
Yeah.
They say there's a lot of green when you juice.
We board our dogs, so that gets expensive.
Oh, you got to board the dogs. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all feeling bad for you now. Alfred, listen, thanks for calling in, buddy. Congratulations on, you know, the American dream.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you, Dink.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
104.3 My FM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
We now have confirmation. Will Lady Gaga perform Sunday night at the Oscars? I'll tell you right after traffic.
104.3 My FM.
Entertainment headlines.
We are going to have some amazing performances at the Oscars on Sunday. Lenny Kravitz is going to perform the In Memoriam segment. Rihanna is going to be singing Lift Me Up from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Diane Warren and Sophia Carson performing Applause from Tell It Like a Woman. But a performance we are not going to get is from Lady Gaga and her Oscar-nominated song, Hold My Hand, from Top Gun Maverick. One of the showrunners for the Oscars confirmed yesterday Lady Gaga's just too busy filming the new Joker movie, so she will not be performing at the Oscars Sunday night.
There's a new Joker movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Did I miss that announcement, I guess?
She's playing Harley Quinn in that.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Who's playing the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Is he really?
Yes. And Lego is celebrating Jurassic Park turning 30 this year. And they're celebrating by releasing 5 new Jurassic Park sets. And they're all kind of these iconic scenes from the movie. But one of them is the sick Triceratops. And if you remember, Laura Dern's character goes and sticks her hand in the Triceratops.
Species.
Thank you. You are going to build that.
You're going
to
build that mound of poop?
You're going to build the poop in that set if you get it. They're available for pre-order, but they have other scenes too, like when the T-Rex and the Raptors attack on the visitor center, the escape of the raptor from its pen. So there's a lot of fun sets you can do in honor of Jurassic Park's anniversary.
Do you know what they need? And they've already done it. Obviously, they're not going to listen to me. One of the most iconic scenes from that series of movies that they need to build is a glass of water. That glass of water is one of those iconic scenes when the ground shakes. And the glass of water shakes.
Yeah.
That was great. That was a great scene.
And when it says objects in mirror may be closer than they appear. So you're right. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
Okay, 7:48. We do have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. 866-544-MYFM. Amber's been on hold. Hey, Amber.
Yes. Hi, Val.
We're talking about being a dink. What is a... I'm looking at the screen here. It says you are a dink wad.
Oh.
Yes, that is correct. So...
What's a dink
wad? A dink wad is someone who is dual income, no kids, with a dog.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So then if you have a dink wad, do you have a dink whack?
I potentially, if you have a cat.
Yeah, right. If you get...
Yeah.
What, if you get, what, a, what about a dink waff?
Fish?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Boy, this is fun. You can really have fun with this one. All right, you dinkwad. What do you spend your money on?
So I spend the majority of my money on too many clothes for my dogs, of course, included with hangers, video games, Pokemon cards, magic cards. Me and my fiance go on road trips, so kind of do whatever we want. It's pretty great.
I think that's the overarching theme. You do whatever you want. You're not beholden to the schedule of a kid's travel ball team or school plays or anything else. You just do what you guys feel like doing, wherever the wind takes you.
All you have to do is worry about yourself and your partner. That's it.
Yeah.
Amber,
yeah.
Do you ever sit there wishing you did try kids, though? You ever have one?
Try them? What do you mean try them?
Give it a try.
Give it a try. If it doesn't work, I'll send it back. Yeah.
So definitely plans for the future, to be sure. I know Carlos will be listening right now thinking to himself, oh, that's interesting. But yeah, definitely probably later on in the future. But for now, definitely enjoying the Dinkwad life.
The Dinkwad life, yeah. I love how you shout out to Carlos. Carlos will be hearing this and be like, excuse me, what?
This is great. Why change it?
Thanks, Amber.
Absolutely. So sorry to cut off really quickly, but can I get on the Christmas card list if possible?
Of course you can. You're on the Dinkwad family Christmas card list for Valentine's morning. Looking down at some of the texts that we have coming in here, this is funny. Sink, looking to become a dink. So single income, no kids, looking to become a dink.
Right.
So jealous of these dinks. People are mad. Rolling in the floor. John is going to go get a procedure done tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody also reminded John, like, if you don't have kids, Jacob is 7 years old, texting in. John, if you don't have kids, a Kamuchi name just disappears.
That's such a great point. It's too cool of a last name to not continue.
It is. Well, you don't want to just have kids just to continue the name, but there is a thing in a guy's mind, especially, I guess, the way I grew up, too, because I have two older sisters, and my uncle had no kids, so our last name was going to disappear if we didn't have kids, you know, in that family line.
Sure,
of course, the name exists outside of that with other family, but in our immediate family line. That's a big thing for my dad, I think. So I said, we're having a son.
Okay, guys, calm down.
That's what happened. That's what happened. Taylor Swift, Antihero, Battle of Sexes coming up. It's MyFM. MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning. Had Alfred on a little while ago. He texted back. This is pretty funny.
He says, my last name is Gonzalez. I'm pretty good on not having the name live on. We'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll live on. It doesn't have to be through his family. It's going to live on for a while. Battle of a Sex is coming up. It's 7:57. It's sunny outside. Beautiful day. The rain does not come till later tonight, so enjoy the day in front of you. See you Unstoppable 104.3 MyFM. Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. It's 8:05. The Battle of a Sex is coming up next. So if you're in car line right now with your kids, they like playing along, we'll do the Battle of a Sex is coming up next here on MyFM. Miley Cyrus has a new album coming out tomorrow. It's called Endless Summer Vacation. This is Flowers on Valentine in the Morning. We were good. 104.3 MyFM, it is Valentine in the Morning. Again, the new album out tomorrow, Endless Summer Vacation. That's Miley Cyrus. It is Valentine in the Morning. You want to reach out and be part of our show, you can at 31043, 31043. Later on this hour, what did you notice at a date's house that was a turnoff? Text in 31043.
I went over to a guy's apartment once, and as soon as you... What? As soon as you walked in, you could, it was like this weird smell. And ooh, I didn't know what it was.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
But then we went into his kitchen.
Yeah.
And look, I've gone a couple days with dishes in the sink at my place.
You've been known to.
I'm not known for that. No.
No, you've been known. You've been known. I've heard people.
Don't mention the cup. Humans.
Don't mention the cup. Oh my gosh.
Brian
yes.
Burton.
Brian Burton's right. Brian Burton.
This is not about me. This is about this date.
Well, no, you're telling a story about you. But you have been known, like you said, to maybe not wash dishes on a regular basis. There is a cup
known
in here.
For that.
No, in here you're known for a particular mug.
It's in your bio.
That, listen, he's
it's
so
in
good
your
at this.
Bio.
By the way, I told John Peake yesterday how important Brian Burton is to our show. I want you to ask him about that because I really sat down with John Peake and I said, Brian Burton is an absolute star to this show. He was not hired as an on-air personality, but his background, commentary, and everything else, absolute star.
Thank you.
You asked him about that. I was just raving about you yesterday.
I appreciate that because
you're
he
welcome.
Told me to talk less.
Oh, well, there you go. So anyway, you are known as the woman who's trying to recreate penicillin in her mug.
This is, okay.
Continue.
This has gone in a direction I did not want it to go down. My goodness. Okay, so he had a ton of dishes in the sink, but not only piled high in the sink, they then went onto the counter, but then there was stuff on the floor
now,
as well.
Now, you are not known for that. You are not known for that.
Guys, I'm not known for dirty dishes. Yes, my cup, I sometimes
that's
don't
a clean
wash.
Mug in front of you
it's
right now.
It's so clean.
Oh, look at that.
It's so clean. I'm known for one mug in here.
Being
my
dirty,
house
right. Yeah, yeah.
Is nice and clean and lovely.
Okay. Thou protest it. So he had dirty dishes like everywhere, even on the floor?
Everywhere. And like dishes that had not been washed in weeks.
Did he know you were coming over?
That's the worst, John, right?
He knew.
If he knew you were coming over, he didn't clean up. That's a huge no-go. Get out. Run away, right?
He knew I was coming. That was the plan.
Sometimes like if somebody pops in, you're throwing stuff in the closet. Every guy in his first apartment or something like that, has a laundry closet where if you open it up, the girl could get like killed by a thing of laundry falling on top of her head, probably. You throw all your dirty clothes in there, dirty dishes, whatever. Yeah, you put it in one closet and you always go, no, no, don't put your jacket in there. Put your jacket on this chair.
That's how my roommates, when we were all like just barely moving in together and we were all like single, just dating, that's how we knew when someone was having a girl coming over, because someone would be cleaning the bathroom that day.
We're like, all right, who's coming over? You got a date coming over or
something.
Exactly. Yeah. So what did you notice at a date's house? It was a turnoff. Text in at 31043. But right now, it is the battle of the sexes. Reps in the men. His name is Daniel. He lives in Lake Elsinore. He works as an exterminator. And he enjoys collecting rocks. The man, Exterminator Daniel.
Daniel!
Good morning.
Good morning. Representing the ladies, her name is Abby. She's from Westchester. She works in entertainment PR and enjoys going to the beach. Let's hear it for Abby.
What's up, Abby? Daniel, I don't know why I get a little daydream in my head of you showing up at a house and saying good morning to the bugs. Good morning, guys.
Dude, absolutely.
Seems funny. Here's how it works, Abby. I'm going to be asking you a series of questions. Daniel, Jill's going to be asking you the questions. Best out of three wins, still tied end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Who directed the movie Pulp Fiction?
Oh, my gosh. I know this. Spielberg.
Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
Daniel, Steve Carell plays Emma Stone's dad in what 2011 movie?
Oh, gosh. Little Miss Sunshine?
No, Crazy Stupid Love.
Current score 0-0. What date this month is Major League Baseball's opening day?
I'm going to do March 23rd.
No, March 30th. Actually, 3 weeks from today.
Daniel, where on your body would you use mane and tail?
On your hair. The head.
Right, yes, on your hair.
Current score, guys up 1-0. Which character on Friends is known for the famous quote, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, well established the quote. Now, who does that?
Joey.
That's right, Matt LeBlanc.
And Daniel, what character on Friends claims he and Rachel were on a break?
Yeah, I don't know, Friends.
Oh, that was Ross.
What was the final thought on that? Were they on a break?
It's how you interpret it, I think. Because like, technically, I mean, he just never answered. He walked out of the room.
I know I would be upset, and I would say we were not on a break if that was to happen. I don't know if there was ever an answer.
I think he should have established we are on a break rather than walking out without saying anything.
All right. Let's go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Holler out your name to know the answer. Your name will be your buzzer. Wait until Brian Burton finishes asking the question before you buzz in.
Tell us something that had a lot of hype, but ended up being lame.
Daniel.
Abby.
Daniel.
The NFL.
The NFL?
What? Dude, you had nothing.
No, you just had nothing.
You just thought of something random and said the NFL. When did the NFL have a bunch of hype and then turned out to not be cool?
I'm a baseball fan, so I'm not big on
the hype of the NFL.
It overshadows baseball every year, and it's just it's not as exciting to me.
The NFL is not as exciting as baseball?
So only the Super Bowl is as exciting, but baseball I watch from day one, spring training, all the way to the World.
Yeah, I'm a baseball guy, too.
I like you.
Yeah, but the NFL is totally exciting. Guys, win.
Nice job, Daniel.
Thank you.
Battle of Sexes Championship Certificate. You got it, my friend. Congratulations. Post it on social, use the hashtag Valentine the Morning. Share that with pride.
Thank you, my friend.
Baseball doesn't have cheerleaders? Oh. Was I not supposed to say that?
You don't even see see the cheerleaders on the broadcast.
You need to look better.
Oh.
Keep watching. You've also got a pair of tickets to see the Lumineers at the Hollywood Bowl September 15th.
That's awesome.
They go on sale Friday at Ticketmaster.com. And it's a bonus chance for everybody, 1043myfn.com. Congrats.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Abby, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Well, congrats, Daniel. And just want to shout out my mom. I miss her. And I hope you have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Abby.
Three things you need to know right now.
An atmospheric river. I did not know that term prior to this year. Were you guys aware of atmospheric rivers prior to this year?
Mm-mm.
Right? Well, we got another one. These rivers in the sky keep flowing. It's going to start hitting California today. Here in SoCal, we should get a relatively small amount of rain over the next few days. Experts say that could still cause serious damage. You know, the ground is still full of water, so it's highly saturated. So any amount of water on top of that can cause flash flooding, etc. There's a new risk of avalanches, too, in mountain communities where some people are still trapped by 100 inches of snow, which fell during the recent record-breaking blizzard. I think for a lot of us, we kind of thought like, oh, wow, you got snow. Good for you. Isn't that pretty? It was not. It was devastatingly hard for these people and still is. Meanwhile, forecasters say this will be warm rain, which will melt that snow, likely cause flooding in many areas. And I am not a scientist, but I have determined on my own that water tends to flow downhill.
Whoa.
Yeah. So all that flooding, all that snow melting, all that water, whoosh, it's coming our way. The cost of groceries, still very high across the U.S. In fact, between January 2022 and January 2023, groceries got about 12% more expensive. Food companies say the cost of labor and transportation are pushing food prices up. I tend to like walk past the egg aisle, you know, at the store, and I look at people buying eggs. I'm like, what do you do? You know, what do you do for a living?
What are you, Elon Musk?
Yeah. John Camucci got the sports.
So tonight, the Pac-12 tournament starts for college basketball for both UCLA and USC. And this has got a huge impact on the seeding for the upcoming March Madness National Tournament. Now, UCLA is favored to win, and they need a win for this entire tournament to secure that number one seed. If they pull it off, it'll be the first time since 2014. So the Bruins will take on the Colorado Buffaloes today at noon.
Okay, what did you notice at a date's house that was an immediate turnoff? Text in at 31043.
Kelly texted in and said his Star Wars action figure collection that took up an entire room.
Oh.
Sounds cool.
That sounds like a guy that has a hobby.
Rose
you know,
said,
something he'll do in his spare time so you're not always doing stuff together. Wow.
Rose said lots of mold in his restroom. Oh. And then Audra said pee in a bottle on a nightstand. I asked. He confirmed. Oh. I was done.
What? I like to try and defend people. I'm having a tough one with that one. 827, it is 104.3 My Fam. It is Valentine the morning. Text into the show, 31043. We got calls as well, 866-544-MYFM.
What did you notice at a date's house that was a turnoff? Ariana said, pictures of his ex-wife still up. Another text says, a collection of toilet paper rolls in the bathroom and no sheets on the bed. Mm. Another text says, I was talking to this guy. He told me that he only had brothers. I go over to his place and he has this framed picture on his dresser of him and this girl and his arm clearly over her shoulder. Mm. I asked, oh, you have a girlfriend? And he said, no, that's just my sister. I immediately left. And then and this last text, he gave me a tour of his place and there were piles and piles of a dog's mess throughout the house that he didn't pick up. She said these piles were not fresh. He texted me the next day for another date, and I said, no way.
God, it's so funny. Like, if you're a single guy out there right now and you're having trouble in the dating world, it doesn't seem like the bar is that high. It seems like you could get a date, you know? Hi, Danielle. Good morning. Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It's like R2-D2. Wow. Danielle, can you hear me? We'll try and fix her phone line. Juliet, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. We just talked to Danielle from Outer Space. But it's your turn. What did you find when you walked into a date's house?
Well, it was my boyfriend, and he was taking me over to his house to stay the night for the first time. So I was completely clueless, and he opened the door to his house. He lived with his parents, and I was about knocked over with the smell of cat urine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I couldn't leave because he drove me there.
Oh.
You're trapped.
I was trapped.
Oh, I have two cats. And sometimes they're, you got to change that litter box often.
And don't feed them asparagus. Mm.
But no, sometimes like that, the urine is like a very distinct smell. So he just obviously had to change the litter box.
It's like in your entire house or something? It permeates the house?
Or near the...
The cat box?
Yeah.
And I think if you live in it...
We went inside and there was five cat boxes.
Oh, God.
No wonder, yeah.
Why are those cats having so many problems? They need five litter boxes.
Yeah, it was awful. It was completely awful.
And you stayed with this guy?
I stayed the night with this guy. He had.
Well, not that. I mean, are you still with this guy? Are you still with him?
Oh, no.
No, you couldn't take it.
This was a while ago. It was awful.
I just feel like when you live with that much cat stuff, I feel like you just get used to it. And
you get used to your nose blind, is what they say, I think.
Exactly.
You don't even smell it anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I mean, because you would think he would have at least warned me, you know, hey, by the way.
My house smells like cat pee?
Or
I don't
empty.
Know if that's... How do you warn somebody about that?
Or bring a friend over and be like, hey, man, does this smell good? I live here. I don't know. Like, can you just take a whiff?
What were mom and dad doing? They lived there too, right?
Yes.
And they thought it was normal too. They didn't smell it either?
I guess not. But she fed the cats in the neighborhood and everything. So there was
It was
everywhere.
Just a massive cat house then, probably.
Yes. She just loved cats.
And do you have a cat yourself?
No, I haven't.
No, you'll never have one now because of that moment, probably, right?
Actually, I didn't have a problem with cats, even though I was allergic to cats. But I didn't have a problem with cats. I love all animals and stuff like that. But at least I kept my letterbox clean.
Exactly. Right, you have to. Yeah.
And yours doesn't smell like that, right, Jill?
No, gosh, no. I pride myself
I've
on
been
a
to
nice
Jill's
smelling
place.
House.
It and does, you yeah. can confirm, Jill.
I can absolutely confirm.
Okay, right.
Text Valentine in the morning.
31043.
Jill has the entertainment headlines coming up.
Some of us may have been pronouncing the name wrong of the 10th Fast and Furious movie. The director sets the record straight. I'll tell you what he said coming up at 8:50.
All right, 866-544-MYFM. Danielle, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. We're talking about when you walk into a date's house and you see something and you immediately just say, nope, I'm out.
Yeah. So this was probably like the fifth date. I went with this guy. We went back to his house to hang out. And I had spotted a female leather jacket sitting right there in the kitchen table.
Uh-oh.
Very visible. Yes.
Okay.
And as he was walking towards me, I had made a comment and he was like, oh yeah, that's mine, and proceeded to put it on, knowing it was too small for him. Yes.
Oh my God.
No, listen, hold on. We got to appreciate the guy's commitment to it, right? So the commitment to the lie.
I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Right.
But I give the man props. He did. He proceeded to put it on. Definitely didn't fit him.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, it's a little snug. I gained some weight. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
I love this guy.
When you were wearing it.
I love this guy. That's too funny. Did you end it there? Or did you go on any more dates with him?
I mean, 100%. No, I ended up getting up and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to leave now. And he proceeded to fall. But there, it wasn't at all happening anymore.
Yeah,
there was nothing there. That's kind of funny, though, that he went with it and put the jacket on. No, it's just snug.
Yeah.
Put on some weight.
It's 2023. You know what I mean? Tight clothing.
Oh, you guys. Do not give this guy credit.
Buttons are on the other side. I don't know why.
No, I don't think there was any excuse at all for what he did.
No, I agree.
And if he lied, he could have easily been like, oh, you know what? I have some friends over. She probably left it. I would have been like, okay, cool, no problem.
Right. Yeah, he panicked.
But the fact that he stood there and he was like, oh, yeah, it's
well,
mine.
Were you guys, he should have been honest about it, right? But were you guys exclusive at that point?
We went on like 5 dates. So, I mean, it was going well from that point.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I guess it wasn't said that you were exclusive, but you kind of felt it was going that way. And he should have been honest if he was seeing anybody else anyway. It's always better to be honest about that stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, no, I ended up walking out. I was like, I'm okay. I'm going to leave now.
Good for you.
Yeah, the poor guy just panicked and went with that.
What a terrible lie.
I know. Could have been your mom's jacket. Could have been your sister's jacket.
Had a friend over. That was just...
There's so many other jackets that it could have been somebody's. Oh,
clearly it wasn't if he's putting it on trying to pretend it's
but,
his.
You know, but maybe... Now, just work with me for a second, Danielle. Okay? And Jill, too. And, and Laura and all the eyes and ears of women listening right now. It's so easy to say, it's my mom's jacket. It's my sister's jacket. It's my friend's jacket, right?
Yeah.
No one... Who would ever say, it's my jacket? Maybe that was the truth. Maybe that was who he was. He liked wearing tighter clothes and maybe liked latest clothes. I don't know. So maybe it really was his jacket, guys.
I understand that 100%. But Valentine, it was like to the point where I know that did not fit him. And there was no way his...
Okay, listen, I can tell you I got pants in my closet right now that don't fit me. And I hope they'll fit me one day. Maybe that's a jacket he hoped to fit him.
In your closet, though, not at his kitchen table.
He was coming out right there, coming out of the closet.
It was one of those...
I know, you're right. You're right. My fam, it is Valentine in the morning. Listen, this has been years, years ago. It's been a long time. This has been argued about for many, many years. Just like, you know, Leo and the board in Titanic trying to climb on it. It's been argued about for years and years and years. I never watched Friends because I was working at a radio station in Dallas. I was working the night show, so I couldn't watch it. So that whole Ross and Rachel, were they on a break? Were they not on a break? John's going to try and explain it to me, Jill, here. I never got that.
So imagine for a second that Jill and I are dating. Okay, we're going through a rough patch, but we are in a committed relationship.
Okay.
I come home, and when I walk in, Jill says, essentially, we need to talk.
Maybe we should take a break, John.
And I don't say anything. I just walk out of the door. No words were said. And then that night, I hook up with somebody.
Like all the way hook up, too.
All the way hook up. Okay. So the next morning, the debate is, were they or were they not on a break when he hooked up with someone new? Because he didn't say anything. He didn't confirm it. He just walked out of the door. But she brought up that she wanted to go on a break.
She was the one that said it. Maybe we should take a break.
Maybe we should.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt his heart so much.
Oh, give me a break.
And that's what he says. That's what he says the entire show.
His heart was so broken, so hurt, he had to find comfort in the arms of another woman.
I feel
like... She did this to him. She said, hey, maybe we should take a break. He was like, at that point, he probably felt like they were doing the chest things, you know?
The defibrillator?
Yes. Yeah. That's a big word.
If he's that heartbroken, though, then he should say, like, no, let's not. Or...
He felt there was no chance. She didn't try and stop him when he walked out that door. He turned open that door and walked out, and she said nothing.
But there was
that
no...
That cold, callous heart that she had left that man go off into the world.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I kind of do think they were on a break.
Oh, my
gosh. Because if you bring it up, you got to prepare for the consequences.
Yeah, but you have to have a conversation about it.
No. If you bring something up, John's right, you have to prepare for the consequences. You don't just float it out there just to mess with somebody's psyche. If you're saying it, you better believe that you need a break.
It's starting a conversation. But he didn't
By
talk
saying,
at
we
all.
Need to take a break.
Maybe we should take a break.
Maybe
a
is an break. Important
yeah.
word.
The
Maybe.
Last, yep, the last word was break. The last word said was break.
We
the last
did.
Word no both of them heard was break.
Right here, because absolutely he should have stayed and talked about it. I want
you to come. We got a text that said during the Friends reunion, Jennifer Aniston confirmed they were on a break. I don't remember that part of the reunion, but Rachel herself, Jennifer Aniston, says they were on a break.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in entertainment headlines.
Steve Carell says he now accidentally does something anytime he's filming a movie or a TV show because of The Office. I'll tell you what that is right after traffic.
Man, we're getting so many texts about the Ross and Rachel thing we're just joking about on the air a second ago there. Look at these things here.
People get fired up about this.
They were broken up. Listen, when you put a break in anything, you are ending something before beginning something new. It's just a mind game. These ladies are playing tricks on us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You guys can do that, too.
Define how long the break is and come back to the talk. There's another piece missing to the maybe we should take a break. Rachel had someone at the apartment when he called her from the bar, and he heard it was someone he was already jealous about.
Mark.
Mm,
oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's what led him to the other girl. That's information I didn't have prior to this. Even if they were on a break, it hadn't been 12 to 24 hours, and he was already with somebody else. Yeah. Ross is over here claiming how much he loved Rachel, but he did not hesitate at all. Why she kept going back to him, I'll never know. Also, she went back to him the next morning. Toxins over, so that break was super short. For Ross, why is it okay to accept a couple goes on a break and then go with somebody on the side in less than 4 hours? That's just so bad.
It was very
That
quick.
Is true.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
The 10th Fast and Furious movie is going to be in theaters May 19th, and it's called Fast, and then it has the letter X. And a lot of people say Fast X, but the director says no, it's pronounced Fast 10, as in fasten your seatbelts. So he says it's a pun. And, you know, so many people seeing that X just think it's called Fast X. It's the 10th film. It's called Fast 10. And if you've watched The Office, you know that the cast breaks that fourth wall. They look at the camera. They look at each other. Well, Steve Carell joined Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey on their podcast, and he was talking about he has never had a job since The Office where he didn't look into the camera at some point. And Jenna was like, same. I can't not make the camera a character now. Angela said the same thing, and she's even had a director tell her, you look right at the camera. So they were so used to looking at the camera in The Office, it's just kind of this habit that stayed with them into other projects. I'm Joe with your entertainment headlines.
Okay, it's 8:52. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Lisa Fox is going to have more of those Disneyland Resort passes coming up later on today, too. And we'll have them, of course, tomorrow as well. Something else we do tomorrow, and if you want to be part of it, you can get it in right now. Text us at 31043. We do something every Friday called Happy News, and it's great. It's a chance to shine the light on something that's making you smile. So if there's anything in your life that's making you smile, text us what that is. I know it's kind of intrusive, but text us. We want to hear from you what's making you smile. Then we read it on the air tomorrow. So text in 31043. I'm picturing like David Guetta out by a pool doing this thing with Bebe Rexha in Vegas or something like that. You
Am
know?
I there in the front row?
Right, right. And I feel like my kid's going to be doing that stuff when he gets older. He's so into Zed and that type of scene, this type of music and stuff. He enjoys it. I'm like, don't hang out, John.
No.
No, it's That's good vibes. Fine. It's all good vibes. Everyone's nice to each other at those events.
He's a stand-up guy. He'd take care of Colin and something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Didn't you take him like down into a pit at like Wango or one of these
Wango
places?
Wango
like,
Tango, yeah.
And you left him there or something?
We had a great time.
But didn't you leave him there?
Well, he had a lot of friends and I was going home. It was late.
Yeah.
And...
he was like in a pit on his own. Colin lost his hearing for 2 months after that. It was horrible.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. It gets real bad sometimes.
It does get loud, yeah. All right, it's 923. It's 104.3 MyFam. This is Valentine in the morning.
Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy. Three things you need to know right now.
So yesterday, LAUSD officials announced they're preparing for thousands of workers to go on strike. These are not teachers. This would include cafeteria workers, bus drivers, custodians, special education assistants, and many other workers who are also quite integral to your kids' education. Contracts for these workers will expire soon, which could lead to a possible walkout. The union representing these workers seeking more support staff, more supplies, and of course, better wages as well. So have you heard about this dispute about the Powerball ticket? What's going on? There'll be an e-true Hollywood story to this one day. It involves that record-breaking Powerball ticket sold in Altadena this past November. It's a little bit complicated. I'll try and break it down. Another person claims to be the real winner of that $2 billion jackpot.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah, that's mine, see?
He says that ticket was stolen from him. His lawyers now claim to have identified the thief who allegedly stole the ticket. Can't we just go to, like, video surveillance from the place where it was sold on the day it was sold or something like that and find out who bought the ticket?
Good point.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Yeah, I think they'd have that. His lawyers now claim to have identified the thief who allegedly stole that ticket. Meanwhile, the man who was awarded that jackpot is somebody else. It's not even one of the two people I've just talked about. It's somebody else. He just bought a mansion in the Hollywood Hills worth $25 million. We know where the guy lives. He'll now be living in the same neighborhood as Jimmy Kimmel and Ariana Grande. John Camucci has got the sports.
You may have seen this. For the second consecutive year, ESPN hosted an all-women's broadcast for International Women's Day. It was for the Mavericks and Pelicans game last night, but it was all women in front of the camera and in the behind-the-scenes roles. It's one of those weird lines where it seems like men kind of got the day off, but it was cool to at least highlight all the women, and I enjoyed seeing it.
104.3 MyFam, it's Valentine in the morning. Kid Leroy, Justin Bieber. Stagecoach tickets all day tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Like all day?
Sure. It's a My Free Ticket Friday. Yeah.
Peach Poke, you owe me a Coke. Wow. And so I guess we're making a video. Laura's our social media director for Valentine in the morning. She came over from Brisbane. If you're a fellow Aussie, that's where she's from. Brisbane, Australia. And she's working on a video for a Stagecoach tomorrow. And we have some chaps that we'll be wearing. And I believe they are... how would you like, if a chap was wearing a mask,
yes.
This would be a maskless
Correct.
Chap. Right.
Well done.
Thank you.
She also brought pasties, and I'm not joking.
She's got the weirdest stuff for this video. If you're not following us on Instagram, follow Jill personally at?
At Jillian Elaine.
Follow John.
At Camucci, C-O-M-O-U-C-H-E.
Follow myself at Go for Valentine. Go, then the number 4, Valentine, if you think your eyes can handle this video that's going to be dropping today, promoting what we're doing tomorrow at Stagecoach.
Well, we set the bar really high. Every week, our videos are getting better and better promoting My Free Ticket Friday. We sing along to the artists that we're giving away tickets to.
Yeah.
Last week, Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor, people went crazy for it. So now they're expecting and they are anticipating a wonderful video for Stagecoach. Even people commenting, oh, I can't wait to see the Stagecoach video.
That's why the chaps and the maskless chaps.
Get ready, people.
And the pasties and stuff. And I mean, last week, I think you were crawling on the floor in a bathroom.
I was.
My kid can't wait for these videos. His friends at school are like, oh my God, your dad does such a fun job with these videos. It's so good, you know? So that'll be dropping later on today. Do follow us on Instagram and be here tomorrow, My Free Ticket Friday, all day long for Stagecoach. which looks fantastic this year. And I think like our station, we play a little bit of country here and there and stuff like that. But it's such a vibe anyway. We're kind of the right station to give away these tickets.
And yeah. Stagecoach is a Southern California staple.
You're right, Sean.
It's just such a big event here, and I go every single year. I have the best time.
It's not about country music anymore. I mean, it is, but it's also a vibe and just a good hang, right?
Absolutely.
And it's different than Coachella?
I think it's better, personally.
You do, right?
Yeah.
So all day tomorrow, grab those tickets.
104.3 MyFM.
Entertainment headlines.
Jimmy Kimmel is hosting the Oscars on Sunday. And of course, at the last Academy Awards, we had the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap. So will Jimmy Kimmel mention the slap during the telecast? His quote was, "It would be ridiculous not to mention it." He also said if somebody comes up on the stage and slaps him, he's going to size him up. And if he's bigger than they are, he said, "I'll beat them up on television." But if it's The Rock, he says he's running. And we talked about this yesterday. There was a video going around that looked like a game show was coming to E! Called Who's Having My Baby? And it was hosted by Kevin Hart, and Nick Cannon was who that game show was about. Now, when we talked about this yesterday, we knew that it was fake. It really wasn't an actual game show. Now we know what it's for. It's a teaser for a new show called Celebrity Prank Wars, and it's hosted by Nick Cannon and Kevin Hart. It's going to premiere on April 6th on E!, and they're going to help celebrities pull pranks on each other. And Tiffany Haddish, Taraji P. Henson, Lil Jon, Joel McHale, T-Pain, they're all going to be a part of it. I'm Jill with your entertainment headlines.
All right, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show. Laura, thank you for your show. Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show as well. Nancy Rodriguez, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Be careful out there. It starts tonight. The rain starts tonight, and then tomorrow is going to be kind of a bear. So be careful of that rain coming down. If you can work from home or something tomorrow, good for you. But we'll be here anyway for my free ticket Friday with tickets to Stagecoach, the Country Music Festival, all day long tomorrow. Lisa Fox will be in here next, and she will give you tickets to the Disneyland Resort at about 12:20 this afternoon. Nance, what's going on?